Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Stack Snacks. I'm John Swicky, and today we're going to do a little news roundup. It's been a little while since we've done one of these, and we'll go through some of the bigger, more interesting news and AI that we found over the last few days, and I think we should just dive right in. So first up, Canva announced their Magic Studio. So Canva, to their credit, have rolled up a bunch of interesting features for their platform. So they're giving us an example here of basically a text-to-design setup here. You know, they're creating an Instagram post just from a text prompt, which is pretty neat. And next up, we've got a text to video situation, and so it looks like they're selecting videos that they uploaded, and they're doing something with it to make it feel sort of a cohesive little message. That's cool. This one's interesting. I actually didn't know that Canva did presentations, but they're incorporating the text to presentations inside of that as well. And for any of us who have given presentations, know how much it can suck to make one. So, pretty interesting way to maybe scaffold something, especially if you are already working in Canva anyway. So, and let's see what we got here. They're going heavy with this magic branding, the magic switch. What is Magic Switch? You can transfer content of decks into a summary doc or a blog post, instantly reformat your design into so it just will version out your... okay. That's pretty cool. So you can get blog posts from your presentation. Alright. Image editing. Again, if you're in here, Magic Grab. So it looks like Magic Grab just kind of layers out some of the things in your photo so you can kind of make quick adjustments. Magic Expand looks a little bit like Adobe's product, Photoshop had the thing. I can't remember there. But it's expanding across it's filling in spaces around the photos. Magic Morph, you could transform any text or shape using a simple prompt. Oh, so you can, like, write a P in there and make it look like a cookie or something. And then Magic Edit, you can just kind of describe some edits and draw over. Oh my god, there's still some more. This is crazy. I was not expecting this much of a release. And then Magic Media. This is generating videos from some process. In this example, they took a drawing and then it brought it to life. Wow. Okay, so they have a image generation piece as well. And it looks like they have an app store as well, so you can add your own. Oh, if you're a partner, you can get in there. So, holy moly. Impressive. I mean, again, I don't see... Let's go back to the top here. I'm not seeing... It must still be all under the same subscription. I don't really see anything saying about any increased costs or anything. So, if that's the case, I mean, wow. Canva's going to be quite a even more compelling product in kind of this all-in-one suite. And, you know, they must have rebranded some of these features, and I've used a couple of them. I think I've used a couple of them before. I think I used the video one. But they always do a good job making things very smooth, very simple, and just impressive to see all these things, make all these things so much easier for people. And it's going to be awesome to, I mean, from like a first iteration, there's going to be so, people are just going to be able to kind of get their visions out in the world, and I just think that's awesome. All right, that was a deeper dive than I thought it was. So I'll include a link in the notes so you guys can take a look, go a little crazy. And, alright, so, next up is Arc Max. Arc is a web browser, which is what I'm using actually right this moment. They released a new product called Max, which basically has some AI. Oh, I'm tired today, everybody. I apologize. Some AI components to them. So, one thing that's kind of interesting is if you hover over a link, it'll give you a 5-second preview of what's coming. So, if you hover and press shift over any link, you generate a preview of the web page. It looks like it kind of gives you like a title and like a couple bullet points.
That's kind of cool.
If it loads quick enough, I think that's pretty neat.
So, I think, yeah, that's something I can't wait to try out. Next up is Tidy Downloads. Keep your files organized with smartly renamed downloads. Thank you, Arc.
Hopefully I can get, you know, the random PDF that you download to read that has a long string of characters that you kind of forgot what it was. So that's pretty cool. I'm interested to see. It looks like it takes the context of the information in the tab. Oh, compelling for sure. Ask on a page, Command F on any page, ask a question. So one of the examples, it looks like it's like a travel site, and it just says bring a jacket. I thought that's interesting. Oh, the question is bring a jacket, sorry. And then it answers it based on the web page stuff. All right, Tidy Tab Titles, renaming tab titles. Well, we'll see. I guess if you're going pretty hard in your tabs, I can see that being helpful, but I guess we'll see. I'll try it out. And then ask ChatGPT. Looks like there is a easy way to use ChatGPT inside the browser. So that's cool. So Arc's pretty cool. So we'll be checking these out as well in the coming days. So kind of interesting little take. It's interesting to kind of see it as part of the browser. So it'll be interesting if they go and do anything else extra with that. A couple days ago, too, Google announced that they're going to add in Bard to Google Assistant, and hopefully they don't call it Assistant with Bard, because that's a mouthful. You get to kind of start to see on this page, let's see if this GIF shows us a little bit here.
So it looks like Assistant's going to have three buttons,
text, voice, and photo, and I think it's, looks like it's going to be either an app setup or going to be kind of built in maybe to Android. Hard to tell with the screenshot. But, you know, I think with the inclusion of Google Workspaces inside of Assistant, and then if it gets a really good mobile interface and it can start to do stuff, this is going to be something that can get really, really exciting. All right, we are running a little long here, so let's keep clicking. Snipped is a great podcast app that announce podcast summaries, so you can now get, I think they got a sample down here. So, sometimes, I know there's a couple people I follow that'll go 2 hours, and sometimes you forget what you heard, or you don't have the 2 hours to go deep, so you got text and an audio summary that you can get into, which I think is pretty neat. And the Snipped podcast app is pretty strong. So that's worth checking out as well. So these little podcast summaries, yeah, cool little feature. In Bing Chat, you can now use DALL-E 3. So for those who are not ChatGPT Plus users, you can get your image generation action over on Bing Chat. And I don't know, do they limit you over there? Let's see. We got a couple examples up, but they probably would have cap a couple per hour, I'd imagine. But yeah, you want to try it, DALL-E 3, I recommend it. It's definitely a huge jump over the previous DALL-E setup. And all right, I'm gonna stop. I can't stop yawning, so we'll call it a day there. Thank you everybody for joining the walkthrough and the news roundup. And I will include links to everything in the notes. And we will see you next time. Thanks everybody.